Blog Talk Radio.
What's poppin', people? Tamir T. Major. Got an interesting show for you today. We're going to have a little fun. As you know, we've been plugging the Velocity Magazine Award, so we're going to play a lot of hot jets for you today. But anyways, we'll get into that in a second. You know what it is. Tuesday. What else would you be? We got our radio. We'll be back.
I thought I told you. I'm a mogul.
Heads up, here we come, y'all live in effect. Mic check, keep your ears moving right to the deck. This is true hip-hop, old school flip-flop. With a new school twist, just admit it's hot. To the clock, tick-tock, and you don't stop. Down in the street, taking over the whole block. Lock to the boys, we need to make more room. Move, get out the way, cause we about to kick in the door. With sports, new music, movies, awards too. You've never seen nothing like this, I assure you. Sorting through, separating facts from fiction. Who's who? What was it that I did? We're going backstage and you ain't getting text admission. Better switch gears, this here's a fan's addiction. Listen, process is turn to progress. We got that, we don't care who got next.
All right, people, once again, we are back. It's your man, C Major. We're going to have a great show for you today. We're going to play a lot of music. A lot of music. Really going to get into the music thing. Like I said, we're going to be making a lot of changes around here. One day a week, what we're going to try to do is make sure we play a lot of music. Once again, for those of you who weren't on the show yesterday, it was April Watts. First of all, it was a great show. If you haven't listened to it, make sure you log on right now. We got now. HipHopHighway.com and check that previous episode. But if you weren't able to take a listen to it, here's the deal. From here on out, Monday through Thursday, will be half hour. I know Wednesdays we usually do an hour, but from now on we're half hour. What we are going to do is no matter how long it goes, we will make sure every interview is aired live. Because I had a lot of suggestions, not complaints at all, but a lot of suggestions of people wanting to make sure that we air our interviews live, because a lot of times they would cut off at a certain point. So we're going to make sure every interview that you can hear fully live online. So we just want to make sure we get everything in. But today, like I said, we've been plugging this Velocity Magazine Award thing. Definitely going to be a big deal. It's November the 15th, which is this Saturday. This Saturday at the Arc Theater in Southeast D.C. Not the hood, not in the hood, so relax. In D.C., so please, 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 like I said, there's only about a small stack of tickets left. So don't think you're going to pull up on Saturday and say, I want my tickets, because this event will sell out. So I advise you, ma'am, I advise you, sir, to please go right now and log on to myspace.com/Velocity Magazine Awards, V-E-L-O-C-I-T-Y, Magazine Awards. Log on right now and purchase your ticket, because if you don't, you will be left out in the cold and you will be mad, because it's going to be a great show. Like I said, we had the host on, Ms. April Watts, yesterday. We have Anthony Anderson, who is the creator and founder of Velocity Magazine Awards. He will be on tomorrow. So like I said, we're doing really big things, man. But like I said, I want to get into a lot of music today from actually the nominees from the Velocity Magazine Award, so we're going to get into that. But for all you independent artists who are listening, we are looking for more quality music. We have a lot, but we're always looking for more quality. Please, if your stuff is not mixed down properly or it's just not right, you do not play it, I promise you. And there's no disrespect, but we try to bring the quality stuff, whether you're a major, independent, whatever. Basically just step your game up. But with that being said, log on right now to WeGotNow.HipHopHighway.com. Look to the right-hand side. You'll see a form that simply says, be a guest on our show. You can fill out that form, leave your MySpace and all that type of information. Leave a link maybe to your music, and we'll make sure we play that for you. We'll try to get it on. We'll let you know. You might even be a guest on the show. What we're going to do right now, I'm going to get into my man, Dario Wonder. This joint is called Grown Man Business. We'll be back.
I love a girl with something to play with, something to
like Niagara. Forget it, flow, girl. You need to give me a chance to be lazy. I'm on you.
Fight me, haters they like me, because they know I got the love.
Nobody came, but I get the job done. Seizing these chances to display it, that's second to none. Spitting these 12 bars of lyrical fury to wake up like swing attack to make sure that you hear me. Bringing a new vibe to the 100K. To be advised, y'all, this boy, yeah, he come to play. So give me a mic, I'll beat the audience to stage, and I'm guaranteed to make the front page. Cause you're like me.
People, Samantha Major. People just tuning in, as you can see, we're playing a lot of music today. We're going to make this an every week thing. We've been getting a lot of requests from people wanting to hear some of the songs we play a little more. We're going to make sure we do that only one day a week, though. What I would like to do is, first of all, go back. We played Dario Wonder. That was the first joint you got. I heard that joint is called Grown Man Business. Not business, but business. make sure y'all check my man Daria Wonder at. We played my man E. Song is called You Like Me. And the last drink was from Madame Madonna called Show It Off. And all these people, their websites and all the information, if you log on right now to wegotnow.hiphopourway.com, you can actually look in the past shows. You can either listen to their show, or if you want to go to their website, you can go to their website because all the information is on there. One thing I would like to do is the next song I'm going to play is actually not from a nominee for the Velocity Magazine Award, but it's still someone who I, first of all, have a lot of respect for because they're doing their thing in the industry. But they also ran the New York City Marathon. You heard me right. That's 26 miles, 0.3 or something crazy like that, of running. And they ran it, a rapper. Now, it wasn't Diddy. You know what I'm saying? So because of that, I want to really show them love right here because I give them mad respect for that. It's my girl, Nina B. This joint is called Boxing. We're going to get Nina B back on the show because I want to hear what that was like running 26 miles for no reason, not having to go nowhere, not running from the cops. We'll be back.
So they wanna square off, work with a flat, jab uppercut. Am I hurting them yet? How you gonna get tough, home searching the net? You don't really wanna work with a sweat.
And this corner in the green trunk, they call it legal slump, because you legal slump, and you can't even front. And this corner is the dawn of a new breed, embroidered on a road while the words I'ma do me. Height 5'7", kick 5'7", right-left combo, that's so 9-11. 135, pound for pound, never been knocked down, stood through every round. 22 wins by way of knockout, opponents now looking for a way to cop out. First in my class, heavyweight champ, strength, conditioning, and I straight dance. The name mean to be, call me the boss. This Captain Cold Feet, you can totally force it. Come on, bitch, your girl fist leaves you exhausted before you even know what you lost it. You lost
so they wanna square off, work with a flat, jab uppercut. Am I hurting them yet? How you gonna get tough, home searching the net? You don't really wanna work with a sweat. So they wanna square off, work with a flat, jab uppercut. Am I hurting them yet? How you gonna get tough, home searching the net? You don't really wanna work with a sweat.
Couple knockdowns, but I'm not down. Corner men glow in styles, rest stop rounds, aim high. Can't stand the face that'll leave you out on your feet. Standing eight or TKO'd. I ease they low, leave them curled on the floor like they 3 days old. I dominate the ring, devastating blows. Dominate the game, devastating blows. Heavyweights, leather state, I make the levees break. Let me demonstrate, let it escalate. I'm from the old school, you know, rope a dope, peekaboo, boom, the old okey dope. Sizzle like grease, sizzle like soda hot, drizzle like honey, but I pop like a loaded drop. I cowl hip hop in your face, left hand beat, right hand bass.
So they wanna square off, work with a flat, jab uppercut. Am I hurting them yet? How you gonna get tough, home searching the net? You don't really wanna work with a sweat. So they wanna square off, work with a flat, jab uppercut. Am I hurting them yet? How you gonna get tough, home searching the net? You don't really wanna work with a sweat.
Boy, use a fake. It's not a fair fight, cause you're a cruiserweight. You're running out of stunts. I pack a power punch. And if the land clean, you won't leave without a lump. Sparring in a square ring, swinging cause my ears ring. Talk of the sound, I'm all from around to bring it. Yeah, I've been jumping rope, working calisthenics. You're so pathetic, I see your face in the focus, man. Whoever's commentating could commentate on my combinations. You against me, it's not a common denomination. Balance, speed, agility. You can't get rid of me. When you search for competitors, don't consider me. Mouthpiece scent, I don't bite my tongue. No kids still beat you like my son. Let's see how you feel when you're not so conscious. Third man in the ring yelling no cunt.
So they wanna square off, work with a flat, jab uppercut. Am I hurting them yet? How you gonna get tough, home surfing the net? You don't really wanna work with a sweat. So they wanna square off, work with a flat, jab uppercut. Am I hurting them yet? How you gonna get tough, home surfing the net? You don't really wanna work with a sweat. I've learned from the best.
That's the sound of the police.
That's the sound of the police.
And she was
running,
been watching for a long time. Got me in my ABCs, they're reversed. And they waiting time with a coupon to burn. Got me touching it with my right hand and then with my left hand. But what's real, that she touches the two. I can orchestrate a line for you, boo. Put me to the test, I can do what you want me to.
Against the wall with her freaking dress on. And yeah, ma, I hope you like Perignon. Cause if you
drinking, I'm buying and later bumping and grinding. She made a booty head clap.
But wait, it gets worse. As soon as I quit the thirst, she threw that thing in reverse. She was a cutie, fat booty. When she moved, you gotta hit it right. So I see you tonight. Cause llama kinda like the freak.
She got me up against the wall.
Alright, people, what you mean, C-Major? That was J. Rome against the wall right there. Before that, you heard Nina B. Joint was called Boxing. Before we get out of here, we're definitely going to play a couple more joints for you, but I do want to, we have a new segment called Mogul Comment of the Day. Very simple, it's just where I get to talk my shit, just keeping it real with you. But it is about a serious matter, and it's something that I've been talking to a lot of my friends, a lot of people I associate with over the last week. As you know, we have a new president, Barack Obama. Everyone's very excited. Everyone is extremely excited, which is great. I'm excited, too. I live in Washington, D.C. I was in front of the White House acting really silly. You know what I mean? But one thing I want everyone to understand and everyone to get is this is just the beginning, and this is just the start. I mentioned this yesterday when we were on the line with Ms. April Watts. But I think it's so relevant that I'm going to mention it again here today. It's very important that we understand this is just the start of everything. For all you artists listening in, because I know we have a lot of artists listening, this is the same thing as when you get your record deal. It just allows you to make change. Him becoming president is a great statement, but it just allows us to make change. And finally, some of us finally feel that we have a voice. So with that being said, this is time for those people like Barack Obama was, who are community organizers, who do a lot of different things in their community, to step up. This is the time for everyone who has been putting something off in their life, whether it be starting your music career, whether it be whatever you're trying to do, to step it up. This is an opportunity. Just think about this. If Barack Obama said, the time wasn't right, my money's not right, he would not be president of the United States right now. And this is an excuse that I found that a lot of us make and a lot of us need to stop making, point blank, period. The time won't be right until you want it to be right. And I think this right here, this time right now, is an opportunity for everyone who's ever wanted something, everyone who's ever wanted to do something. It should be instilled in you at this point to say, you know what, it's time for me to go for it. That's what I really want everyone to do. I want you to go for it, whatever it might be. If you want to be an artist, start doing your research. Understand what it takes to be an artist. Because you can do it if that's your talent and if that's your gift. You know, if the entertainment industry is something you want to be, you might be good with numbers. You might be a good accountant. Everybody's not built to be an artist. So really, it's a matter of finding your passion and going for it. So really, that's what I want everyone to do right now. If you're listening, I'm not trying to preach to you guys. You can call it whatever you want. I'm just talking real talk for somebody who's been there and kind of done that and who has had an opportunity to have great success in a lot of things I did. I have a mentor by the name of Jack Canfield. And the saying goes, most people say ready, aim, fire. He says ready, fire, aim. And what that means simply is this. Sometimes you just have to just shoot and then figure it out later. Does that kind of make sense? Because it's that first step is going to take you where you need to go. All right, we're going to end it. And that's my mobile quote comment for the day. We're going to end it right here with my man, something for the ladies, the poetic therapist. Just join the call I want. See y'all tomorrow. We'll be, Anthony Anderson, creator and founder of Velocity Magazine Awards. She made it. You know what we got now. We don't care what we got next. Peace.
This mental stimulation between us is taking us to new heights, allowing us to explore where we've never been before, mentally, physically. The attraction is almost obsessive, because when you're gone from me through the night, sweetie, you're still here. And when you're here with me through the night, you damn near got me speechless, speaking in tongues, to the point where my lips don't even understand. But the blessing that you are, you reach deep inside of me and bring out a level of intrigue and mystique, placing it to the level where it ought to be. A sight for sore eyes is what you are. Sexual healing for my questions with your answers is what you provide. And I thank you. Come here, sweetie. Let me wash your feet while gently massaging them. Kiss you on the back of your knee to make you a little weak, so I can give you a place to lay and let you feel that heavenly vibe that's being sent. My earth angel, I ask you, would you allow me to spread your wings and do those creative things with your body without you attempting to stop me from getting a taste? Because I got the feeling that bittersweet candy and the way it works is the best, making any taste test desirable to any man who has a dream. Prime example. If Dr. King was still alive, he'd still be asleep. The enticing taste of that candy is clearly moving me like it should be. All day, all night, and all those times in between. And with all that being said and done, the only thing I truly want is to hold you through the night.